Parshas Beshalach starts with the Exodus and the events that happened to the Jewish people after they left Egypt. It begins with the introductory verse, Vayehi Beshalach Paroi, and it was when Pharaoh had sent the people away, telling us that God did not lead them along the shorter route to the promised land. God's concern was that a people may encounter warfare on the way, which may discourage them and cause them to regret having left Egypt. Thus, if they would still be close to Egypt, they might decide to return there. The Jewish people had waited a long time for this moment. For many years they had been enslaved and afflicted, with barely some hope left for their liberation. Now that time has come, and the divine promise to Abraham was finally being fulfilled. It was a glorious moment of great joy, which we still mark and celebrate every year with the festival of Pesach. Yet, there is something strange about the introductory verse of Vayehi Beshalach Paroi. The word Vayehi is a compound of Vay and He, two exclamations equivalent to woe and alas, both expressions of agony and lament. The incidence of this word, then, is an indication of lament, something negative. What is there negative and lamentable when Pharaoh let the people go? Who cried or lamented that event? Our sages explain that Pharaoh wailed, alas, woe, for quite obvious reasons. Egypt had suffered and lost its free labor force. Another interpretation states that the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land of Israel, were upset about the Exodus and wailed, for they realized that the Jewish people would now come to establish its ownership of the Holy Land. Offhand, though, all that is obvious, and we would understand that even without any allusion in the Torah. Moreover, these things are hardly of any relevance to us. What else, then, could we learn from it? It would seem, perhaps, that the end of the first verse explains its beginning. The people were not taken straight to the promised land by the shortest route, lest something may cause them to have second thoughts and they would want to return to Egypt. This was a very realistic consideration. For during the long voyage through the desert, it happened more than once that things were not quite the way the people expected or wished. And more than once they said that they regretted having left Egypt. They complained that even the painful slavery of Pharaoh provided them with greater security than the uncertainties or difficulties of life in the wilderness, even if the latter were but temporary. The people who left Egypt had achieved physical freedom and liberty. By the same token, however, they still walked around with a slave mentality. For as long as things went clearly their way, for as long as everything went smoothly, they were happy and content. When Egypt suffered its final defeat with the crossing of the sea, the Jews joined Moses in a most joyous and ecstatic song of praise and gratitude to God. But the moment they perceived problems and things seemed to be difficult, there were complaints and rebellions. They conveniently forgot how Egypt had afflicted and tortured them. They forgot the infinite kindness of the Almighty who redeemed them with the most wondrous miracles. They would think only of the here and now, forgetting the yesterday and ignoring the tomorrow. That is slave mentality. That is a lack of faith, a lack of self-respect, a lack of pride in the heritage and tradition, thus Vayehi, vay, and he, woe, and alas. A lament for the national and personal inferiority complex. A lament for that short-sightedness and lack of considering and appreciating very recent events. The moral is quite clear. Physical freedom and independence is not enough. It is very significant and important, but not as much as spiritual freedom and independence. What point is there in being released from the physical shackles of Egypt if we remain mentally and spiritually enslaved to them? Physical independence has no meaning and serves no purpose if it is not coupled with spiritual freedom, with a sense of identity and purpose. Only when that will be achieved can there be true and complete joy and happiness.